Away we go.
Ken, how do you feel about the fine that's been handed down over Hamish Hartlett?
Oh, no, look, we understand that there's been a small break in the procedure that we should have probably followed. There was absolutely no risk-taking for player safety and welfare, though. I mean, Hamish was fine. I made that clear that he didn't have concussion or anything like that. So we're really clear on that. But, yeah, we accept that we didn't get it exactly the way we should have got it. And you know what? If it's about player safety, we're all for it.
He did say he was seeing stars in that half-time or in that break interview. Do you read into that much or...?
No, well, what we know is Hamish performed the SCAT test and passed it, and he was fine. There was no risk. There never has been. You know what I'm like with player welfare. We don't take any risk in that space, and our doctors don't take any risk. But we lost our way a little bit with procedure.
So is it a little bit frustrating, though, because Hamish is completely fine, he played out of the game he's playing this week, or you have to accept that you didn't follow the right protocol?
No, that's exactly right. There's rules in place, and there's ways you have to go about things in all parts of the game, not just in this one, but... And we didn't quite get it right. It wasn't deliberate, but we didn't get it right.
So does anybody within the club take the hit for that or get cautioned about procedure and reminded?
Oh, yeah, no, we always talk about that. I mean, we all have responsibilities and, I play a part of that on game day as well as anyone else, you know, so we all share that responsibility.
Sorry, just with a few changes this week, obviously, was he close at any stage?
Yeah, he was pretty close, but again, you know, he's that situation where you just don't take a risk with a player with that type of, that type of injury that he had last week. You know, was, 8-9 day break, probably got him closer than he would have normally got to, but, you know, it's just no risk for us.
With the fine, do you have to go back and go through protocols with staff members about how it should be handled?
Oh, no, we know what they are. We just need to make sure that we follow them right to the letter. You know, there was a bit going on at that very time, as everyone knows, and, we probably were a little bit rushed in that area. But everything was done for player welfare and safety. That was done perfectly well.
Got a couple of guys who, Sam Gray and Archie, back in the lineup. They sort of took their opportunities in this situation last year. Have you spoken to them about that, or do you think they know that?
Yeah, I think they understand that there's another opportunity for them. But, you know, they've played more games this year than they had at the same time last year. So they've improved as players. That's an important thing. You know, and there's another opportunity for them this week to cement their place in the side. And that's what they're trying to do every week, that they get an opportunity, and they'll be no different this week.
Season, and if so, how does that make this one? That's another way of changing this week.
Sometimes things just happen, don't they? You know, there's not much you can do about them, and some stuff we can control. But some of the players that we've had to move in and out of the side have been out of our control a fair bit. But you know, we look forward to the opportunity. We've played well. You know, we've played well in this situation a number of times, so we get an opportunity again.
Kangaroos obviously strengthened three big conclusions.
Yeah, they had to bring them back this week, didn't they? Yeah. That's good. I mean, it's good for us. We get to play them. We know how good they are. And, you know, one thing you do know, you know what sort of player Del Santo and Wells and Wade are. You know what they're capable of. So it puts you on a heightened alert that you've got to be at your absolute best. And we know that will be a team job that has to get done for us to be successful tomorrow against the Kangaroos.
Are you ready to be the top eight side? It feels like you've been so close on a number of occasions. Can it be this week?
Oh, look, I hope so. That's what we set out every week, to beat whoever we play. But when you get opportunities against the best side, you want to be able to prove that you can actually beat them. It's no good continuing. Oh, look, we get close, we get near it, we think we're good enough. Eventually, just got to do it.
Is that on the whole group, or is there leaders in particular that you want to see?
Oh, no, it's on me. It's on the whole squad that goes over there to play. We're all in it together, and we need to be able to stand up. It's a really significant test for us, one that we look forward to taking on.
Ken, one last thing on the concussion. If everybody within the club knows what the protocols were, and the basic one is that you've got to be off the ground for 15 minutes once it's reported in, why didn't that take place?
I think there was some, as I said, there were some people busy at the same time. You know, Mark Fisher was down with Brad Ebert also doing stuff. He's there most of the time doing all that stuff. He understands that. But I think the check was done more to make sure that there was no issue at all with Hamish, because the doctor that seen him on the ground said he was fine. But to be doubly sure, which is what we'd like to be, we made sure we checked him thoroughly, so we did a test. We got approval of that, but the problem, as you said, we didn't notify the AFL that test.
Okay. And once you notify the test, it's part of the protocol. Once you decide that you just want to be 100% sure, he's got to be...
Yeah, we should have followed that. We should have followed that procedure. We didn't get that right. We own that, and we understand that's what the AFL have acted on.
So it's about North. They're losing games.
Oh, no, look, it's a tough competition week in, week out. You have a few players missing. They've had some quality missing. You know, they haven't probably been at the level that they were earlier in the year. Brad would probably admit that, I would say. But, you know what, they're in the eight, and they're fighting to, you know, they're one or two games from the top of the ladder, not nearly from the outside of the eight where everyone's trying to make it out to be. But you know, their form's really good at their best. They won 9 straight. They're a good side.
Thanks, guys.